here with the lovely Sarah K. Smith of Sarah K. Smith.diaryland.com.
S.K. Smith.
S.K. Smith. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm eating a terrible piece of pizza right now.
Me too.
It's very leathery.
It's Mountain Mike's pizza.
Yeah, Mountain Mike should try something else. Gore or something.
Where are we? What town are we in?
Where are we? We're in Moraga. We're in lovely Moraga, California.
Moraga, yeah. California, I guess, if you say so.
And it's right next to Orinda.
Yeah.
Two towns in California that I've never visited before coming out here for a beautiful wedding that happened a million hours ago.
It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
People came out of force.
It was very, very hot.
It was 100 degrees at tip-off.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know this?
We passed by the Walnut Creek Bank, and it said 100 degrees.
Holy
Go back Jesus. In your house.
And the father of the groom did the ceremony wearing a dark blue suit with one of those...
The Talmud?
Yeah. No, that's not what it's called.
A scarf? He had a scarf.
He had one of them Jewish scarves.
A lovely Jewish scarf.
And the funny Jewish hat.
He had a gigantic nose.
And there was a chuppah.
How did Jeff not get a gigantic nose out of the deal?
Apparently he has a mother also, and she had some other kind of nose.
Was his mother at the service?
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have a mother anymore.
I think he does. We probably shouldn't tease, because maybe she was ill. And quite old. Why are you laughing?
It's possible that she's ancient and infirm.
It is very, yes, it is possible.
And has a very, very small nose.
Yes.
I don't recall seeing her.
But he was a lovely man who, Aaron and Jeff have been together for 16 years.
Right.
They've lived together for almost that entire time. They've traveled the world. They've produced a beautiful son and the very traditional Mr. Solomon probably thought that Jeff and Aaron would never get married. And so before he really got into the service, he asked the entire congregation, or the attendees, I guess,
right,
to say hallelujah 3 times?
Only once.
Oh, he counted to 3.
Right. And then we all said it very loudly.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
As Jeff sweated embarrassingly.
Yeah, well, everybody was sweating embarrassingly. I started sweating very heavily under my skirt, and there was this sort of constant trickling cascade of sweat down my leg. And Dan looked over at me and said, "It looks like your water broke."
Oh.
Which is not a very classy thing to say.
What if that's what it looks like?
Well, I think if my water had broken, it would be running down the inside of my leg. And this is sweat running down the outside of my leg. And also, I think there's more like water when your water breaks. I don't think you mistake it for sweating.
It was a little baby.
Everybody was sweating buckets.
It was
pretty gross.
It was.
And I was afraid that nice Rabbi Solomon was going to collapse, because at one point he held out a hand and sort of leaned against the chuppah.
You're going to get that in there, aren't you?
Yeah, and I thought he was just going to keep leaning until he fell over. And I thought, this is going to be the worst wedding ever, because the rabbi is going to
He'd built us a sturdy chuppah.
It was a sturdy chuppah. It held him up through the whole ceremony, and then it was over. We're doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Are you podcasting?
Well, we're recording right now.
We've Mr. Dan H. in the house.
Mm-hmm.
We have Oswald.
The man who insisted.
All of a sudden, men are coming out of the woodwork here.
It's raining men. Drunken men.
Drunken men.
And dumb little Beth.
Ooh.
Well, come on. Beths are kind of dumb.
No.
Are they?
No.
They are.
Not on hot days. They're perfect.
Well, I know that you were older than me in 1987, as you are still older than me now.
What happened in
1987? In 1987, I was, how old was I? I was 11?
Hot.
No, wait. I'm going to talk about 1988, when I was 12. In 1988, when I was 12, on the first day of school, everybody showed up wearing retarded vests.
And it was a retarded vest day?
Yeah, well, retarded vests were very big in 1988. Surely you remember this. Everybody.
We were all in college in 1988.
Uh-huh, and you all wore t-shirts and stupid vests.
You know who wore vests, I think, was Charlie.
I'll bet you Charlie did. He looks like a vest wearer.
You know who else in 88 was wearing a vest? Where some rockers were doing it. Like
right.
Like John Cougar was.
Mm-hmm.
A band called the Rave Ups were. Country punk was big. And so so vests with, like, strings hanging off the side to make it look more rockin'.
Awful.
And poofy shirts underneath the vest, kind of. But maybe that was, like, 85. Maybe it took a while to get out there.
Dark days. I had a little outfit that was a big white t-shirt with 9 smiley faces on the front in a little 3x3 block. And then I had a black and white vest to go over it. And it had wide black stripes and slender white stripes. And then I had a skirt that had wide white stripes and thin black stripes.
Retarded.
And the whole outfit together spelled dork.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I was a dork for many years.
Were you shunned for these clothes?
Surprisingly, no. I think I was shunned for being a dork. Not for the clothes. The following year, I got an asymmetrical haircut. And I had glasses about, each lens was about the size of my face.
Yeah, he's kind of amazing.
So, it was a humbling experience, junior high.
Before we finish our talk, please say a few words about your blogging behavior, how you approach it, when do you normally blog, what you think about first, do you do it in the morning, do you do it at night?
I think I generally do it in the middle of the day. When I was working, I would usually update right around 10 o'clock in the morning.
And that's the middle of your day?
No.
Oh.
No. Now that I'm not working and have not been working for many moons, it's sort of whenever it occurs to me. And usually I wait until I have at least 2 things to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to update more than once a week. Sometimes that is not very successful. And I just try to say something that I haven't read somebody else saying already. And I admit that it has been harder since I moved to Austin, because in San Francisco I could always just say, well, I saw this crazy bum today. And in Austin, when you're sitting at home with your cat, you can say, here's my cat. But I feel like people have heard a lot about my cat at this point. And you can say, I saw this crazy insect today. And that's been a little bit more helpful lately, because I also have pictures to back up the fact that I say that there are crazy bugs in my house. And I find that, I strive for some sort of balance between incredibly shallow topics and sort of mildly shallow topics. And
I haven't seen a difference.
I know that I've talked about a lot of movies lately, and that's because I've seen a lot of movies.
Nothing wrong with that.
And
did you see Wedding Crashers?
No, I haven't.
Charlie and Chocolate Factory?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, you did.
Yeah.
Because when I saw that you were writing about it, I just scanned quickly because I didn't want... I trusted you, but I didn't want you to give away anything. I don't even like to know the name of the movie.
Yeah.
That's even too much.
Did you see that that little screen capture on Gawker that said, what was it, Johnny Depp's Chocolate Factory opening tastes mighty sweet?
Oh,
is
no,
that
not
I did not. Disgusting?
Yeah.
I love that. It made a lot of money.
It was entertaining.
Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
I thought it had deep structural flaws.
Yeah, afterwards, when I really, looked at it, I was like, oh yeah, almost everything was bad, except for the family's house.
Yes.
And the family.
And the family, they were great.
I liked the family a lot, which is so funny, because we didn't even care about the family in the original.
Right. But in the book, I think it is fairly important.
In the book, do they all sleep in the same bed like that?
Oh, yes.
That is awesome.
Yes, and they had all been confined to that bed for many years, so it's sort of a big deal when Grandpa Joe jumps out of bed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and he did a little jig.
Yeah.
A couple times.
I like that actor.
He seemed more lovable than the original.
I don't really, I don't think I ever really saw the original movie all the way through. So I have a hard time comparing the second to the first.
Oh, really? Oh, well, you got to go see it then.
I don't really feel any need to see that movie. Gene Wilder, creepy.
I think he's supposed to be creepy.
Yeah, it's kind of a creepy story. And I guess that's one thing to really like about Roald Dahl.
Yeah.
Not afraid of a creepy story.
Right. Not afraid to have adults ambivalent towards kids or really hate kids.
Right, right. And kids who don't particularly like adults.
Right.
And I think that there's something very British and charming about the fact that most of the stories are about people getting their comeuppance in some
right.
way. It's all about punishment.
Right.
Pretty great.
But don't you think that Willy Wonka deserved kind of some comeuppance?
In the book or in the movie? Because in the movie, he kind of, there's some
a little
great
down,
awakening.
A little down period.
But I don't know. I didn't think they needed to make him into that much of a character.
Did you like Johnny Depp?
No.
Me neither.
No. But I'm coming around to the idea that he's not likable in anything. Like, he's just not a very good actor.
Wow.
He's actually sort of boring.
Yeah, well,
he can kind of do one thing. He does one thing in every movie.
Edward Scissorhands, he was good.
Yeah, but what did he have to do? He stood around and looked pathetic.
What about the one where he wore the dress, because he was a director?
Ed Wood, I fell asleep.
Whoa!
Apparently he was good in Dead Man, but I fell asleep during that too.
I think I fell asleep right at the beginning, because Neil Young music was beautiful.
Yeah, I think when we saw Dead Man, it was in Italy. And we had been traveling for about a month, and we'd just come in from the Czech Republic, and the whole time in the Czech Republic we were freezing. So by the time we got to Venice and actually got a room with a soft bed that was warm, and I was so exhausted from being cold for a month that I just slept and slept, and Dan watched Dead Man once or twice.
You know what's so funny is the last time I was in Venice, We seem like such international world travelers.
Are we
right now.
Jet setters? She says, eating her pizza, an Italian dish.
When Chris and I were there, it was a very hot day. And we sat there and watched TV the whole time. Made Beautiful Love.
Mm-hmm.
She fell back asleep. And I watched topless commercials. As well. And I was like, hey, baby, I know I'm a homebody, but we are in Venice right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it would suck if we didn't at least stroll through Venice a little bit
right.
before everything shuts up, closes off. We're drunk.
You're drunk.
And sure enough, well, I'm drunk a little bit now. And we were drunk then, too. And sure enough, we only found one place open to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, God, you're so smart. I was like, no, I just don't want you to hate me forever that we slept all day in Venice. It's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. We were there for... We planned on being there for a day and a half, and then we figured out that the train we wanted to catch to Barcelona only ran once or twice a week, and so we ended up staying for 5 days. And every day we would wake up at like 9 or 10 in the morning and walk around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then around 7 at night we would go back to the hotel and just fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, really great. I love Venice. And they say that it's such a shopper's heaven that you really can't go there and not spend a lot of money. So that's bullshit.
Yeah, it is.
Because who wants to buy any of that crap? It's all this shitty glass and these dumb masks.
Yeah. Horrible masks.
Carnival. And so if you just walk around and...
I'd much rather spend my money in Florence and have a nice leather coat for $80.
Mm-hmm. We never went to Florence. So.
You're not fond of art?
I can't vouch for the coat.
You don't care about art?
I hate art.
It sounds like it. Sounds like it.
I love math and robots, and I hate art and feeling. There's no more pizza.
Hold on, there might be. Did you look in this one?
Sorry.
There's so much
sorry,
oh,
audience.
Oh, oh, oh.
There's an interloper searching for cheesy pizza.
And he found it.
He found it.
Mr. Oswald Tyler in the history.
Why do you gotta call me interloper?
Well, because your mommy is your grandma.
Wow.
Who's my grandma?
S.K. Smith dissing people. Mm. Middle of the night.
Interloper. That means your parents were siblings.
It does?
Mm-hmm. What? I'm kidding.
Oh.
What? It doesn't mean anything.
See, I believe that you actually know things.
Yeah, I thought you had a better understanding of the dictionary than even...
Stable Delta.
It's all fakery. It's all smoke. Smokes
well,
and mirrors.
But that was totally I've been... F-A-K-I-R...
For you, I'll spell it however you want. My interloping
really
friend.
Sure. The other voice you hear is Mr. Oswald Tyler, the host of TonyPierce.com.
What?
He hosts my website, which is why it never goes down. It's funny, every time I say that, it goes down the very next day.
The incredible thing is I both host your website and hose your website time and time again.
But then you unhose it.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
I guess it works out.
By the way, did you look at the stats of my podcasting lately?
Yeah.
You really should.
So my head don't explode?
Well, so that my head doesn't explode.
Explode.
What are they like?
Explode. It might be ridiculously high traffic because I interviewed Matthew Good, Canadian rock star, and he's got shitloads of hits. And he pointed everybody towards our podcast, which is an MP3 on my blog, or my site, which is his server.
Right.
Huge file. Odd says he doesn't care.
Well, that was indicating how huge it was.
Yeah. It's huger than that. His arms are
and
spread out wide.
And how much he cares.
He's going to care, I have a feeling.
So does Mr. Good have a very large readership?
Yeah.
Is he somebody I should have heard of?
Not unless you're a Canadian.
His music?
We probably should have, because we're so close to Canada, but...
Whoa. Did you ask him, like, how close are we to Canada?
We're their friggin' neighbors.
What do you mean, like...
You, me, her, and those two smokers over there.
You mean we're not as far from Canada as, like, the Chinese are?
Exactly.
We're not?
No. Nope.
I'm sure they, too, have never heard of that.
I don't know which way you go. No. Well, I'll put it this way.
I mean, we're as far north as we've ever been, probably in our lives. And we're like,
I went to Seattle once.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't count if you're only there for a little while.
That's what I was trying to tell this girl the other day.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, if it's in just a little.
Right.
I'm
not really sodomizing you.
Yeah.
Just saying hello.
Yeah. Just investigating.
Yeah. Under 10 seconds, it's just a hello.
Yeah.
Just a friendly nudge.
Just tell me if it hurts.
I think you are going to hell. Even if you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Absolutely, 100%.
Mm.
No questions about it.
100% you're going to hell?
That too.
Wow.
Well, not 100%. There's that small fraction. The little asterisk that's like, maybe not.
This is turning into a very boring thing that I can't imagine anybody wanting to listen to.
We
maybe you should go take a shit.
Oh.
Oh, man.
We just talked about anal sex.
Briefly.
Not, things are ever more interesting than that.
We only touched on the subject, really.
I would
we only kind of rooted around there.
But now that I know, it means my parents had sex associations with me. I feel better about it.
Great.
All right, our final question was S.K. Smith. How many emails do you get? Because you don't have comments.
Right.
So how many emails do you get from your readers?
Zero.
Really?
Yeah, I get one, maybe one a month from Jim Hollingsworth.
God bless Jim H.
Yeah, he's a nice fella.
Super nice.
I did see that Bloopy mentioned me in a comment on
that was
his
nice
blog recently.
So you only get emails from people you knew before.
Do you get like 100 emails a day, or?
I get a lot of emails, yeah.
Really?
Which is odd because I have comments.
Right.
So it's like, And I answered most of the comments
Sometimes people don't want to share their opinions with the whole.
I don't see why they wouldn't. Because most of the emails I get are right on, bro. Love you. Hey.
Yeah. See, that's why I don't.
Which are exactly
comments.
The same as the comments.
Yeah. Fuck that.
What's wrong with that?
Right on, bro. What does that do for you?
It does a lot.
Have been like swept with like.
Yeah.
Spam.
I've been trying to clear that out more assiduously lately.
No, well.
It's hard to keep up with though, you know.
Sarah, you should encourage comments.
Ken Lane speaking right now.
Mmm.
You should try it for a little while and see what happens.
Mm.
Because it actually, to answer your question, it does a lot for me. If I see, my last post, right before I went to bed last night, woke up in the morning, two people said nice things about me.
Mm-hmm.
That helps me.
Mm-hmm.
That inspires me to write more. Because I get, not that, I'm great, woo-hoo, good for me. But, no, they like it. So keep writing for those people.
Right.
Because they're liking it.
Well,
thank
now,
you for giving me something to like, is what they're saying.
I can't listen to you now because Dan's talking about me. But I feel like I would rather not know, you know, like a certain friend of mine who would rather not know what people think of his or her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I don't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And then that makes you wonder, well, why are you writing it?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know. I think I'm doing it because my good friend Kitty Bukaki many moons ago got a little Diaryland thing, and
yeah.
I realized that it would be, somehow it seemed like it would be easier to search for her page if I were a member. So I signed up, and then I thought, oh, I have a little space to write whatever I want on. So,
yes.
So I did that, and it kind of became a habit.
Well, we're very happy that it has.
Mm.
We hope to continue to have it.
I hope so, too. Let's,
Other final question.
Yeah?
Other than myself and Kitty,
mm-hmm.
Name some of your favorite blogs that are out there.
Let me think. I really, well, I don't read a lot of blogs.
It's okay.
But I spend way too much time looking at awful plastic surgery, site.
Why do girls seem to love that site?
Oh, I love it.
Why?
I love it. Because I love seeing celebrities with cellulite, because I'm having a hard time coming to terms with that myself, and it makes me feel better. To see Paris Hilton with a dimply ass.
She doesn't have one, though. I don't trust any of those pictures. Have you seen the video?
No, I haven't.
You really should.
I am afraid to download anything.
Oh, I'll send it to you.
I don't want to see her video.
Why?
Why don't I want to see her video? Because she seems sort of gross, and I...
She's far from gross in this video. She's a very sweet... She's the sweet Paris Hilton that is sweet.
But I'm given to understand that she's really bad. Like, she's really sort of... bad at oral sex and just sort of a crappy lay.
No.
Crappy, bony lay. And it's all in night vision, right?
No, it's not.
She's
no.
Got these
only one
freaky
scene.
Raccoon eyes.
Only one scene. And the way I look at it was she was kind of shy at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like, oh, baby, I'll just turn off the lights and we'll just kind of do night vision. And then eventually she got more comfortable with the camera. And the next scene you see her actually filming herself in the bathroom, just kind of looking at herself and she's topless. Very cute. And it was a pre-bony Paris because she was much younger and less anorexic-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And her oral skills are that of a...
I guess you wouldn't know.
Millionaire 19-year-old. Which is like, I don't really have to do this,
yeah.
But I love my boyfriend.
I picture she'd be really lazy. Really lazy and kind of selfish. And
she's not drunk and floppy.
Sometimes drunk and floppy is good when, you know, when it comes to the
oral. I'm not saying.
The oral.
I'm not disagreeing with you there.
Mm. Anyway, I have seen the Tommy Lee and Pam video.
And?
And I thought, these people are stupid.
Because
I love you, baby.
That's
I
love.
I love you back, baby.
That's called love.
That's not love as I have experienced love.
Really?
Yes. Certainly not. I love you, baby. Let me watch you fondling your genitals on a ship. And mostly what I remember about that video is I was visiting my brother who had gotten a hold of it, and he was off at work or something, and when he came home, he was like, can you believe how large the genitals are on both of those people? And I was like, does Pam Anderson have a big box? I have no idea. I don't know how you gauge the size of that thing. And Tommy Lee also, I think probably if that, you know, who knows?
Don't say that that's average size to you.
I don't remember what it was like.
Holy shit.
I just remember he
If you can't remember that.
I remember he seemed repellent.
Really?
Yeah.
He seemed really in love with this girl.
But he looks like he would smell like garlic and onions.
Mm-hmm.
And,
You don't like his hat?
Like old food.
You don't like his ink?
I don't really remember his ink, except that it seemed like...
We had, like, a nice, curvy mayhem semicircle on his belly.
I don't remember that. God.
You don't remember any of it.
No. Well, I remember at some point they're having sex, and the camera sort of falls in between them, because there's such a commotion.
See, I don't remember that part.
Mm. See, we all take different things away from you.
But I haven't seen that one nearly as many times as I saw The Parish. That one still intrigues me. Because he's such an idiot. Parrish's boyfriend.
For just on the tape or for releasing it?
Oh, he's brilliant for releasing it. It's the number one videotape of all time. And
really?
Deep. Oh, yeah.
What's the number two? Is it all
Tom and Tammy.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any in the top 10 that isn't porn?
I think E.T. is next.
What about Fred Durst?
Did you see that one?
No.
I want a good laugh. Go ahead.
I imagine he would be hung like a field mouse.
A young field mouse. But the chick is super hot. So
or with a very short but very wide,
no.
Like a little spark plug. No.
Spark plugs aren't wide.
Yeah, I guess that's true. like a little spark plug if a spark plug were wide. like a Coke can cut in half.
He wishes. But he seems like a very nice father.
He's a father?
Mm-hmm.
Who's his kid?
Cute little bald kid.
God, everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
You should have to get a license. You should certainly have to get a license if you're Fred Durst. You should be inspected and questioned.
Did you explain which blog you like? Oh, yeah. Awful Plastic Surgery.
And other blogs. I like the Melting Dolls, although I would like her to update more often.
Okay.
No.
This is a good question. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about her upcoming nuptials?
I wish them the best of luck.
That's not the answer.
What do I think? I think it's really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
They seem like a sweet bunch of kids.
Absolutely.
I hope she follows through with it, because, you know, being a Mormon, I'm sure you... Or a lapsed Mormon.
Yeah, she's the furthest thing from a Mormon.
All sorts of hang-ups about getting married. So, and you know, you get engaged when you're 24, you could be engaged for 3 or 4 years before you decide to do something about it.
I agree.
But hopefully they will do something about it sooner rather than later, and then...
I feel the opposite. I hope they don't deal with it sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they live together.
Oh, right. You think people should be engaged for 5 years?
Absolutely.
Right.
And I think people should at least live with each other for a little while before they decide that they're going to tell each other, I'm going to be with you forever, baby.
Well, they have lived together for a while.
Nuh-uh.
What do you mean, nuh-uh? Don't they live together now?
As far as I know.
I think they lived together for a while.
I think they just started living together.
I think this is a question that she could answer for you very quickly.
I think I know my bloggers.
Hmm. Oh, and speaking of other blogs,
yes,
that I read.
Do you read Leah's?
No.
Leah.cc, or I'm sorry, vacant.cc?
No.
Do you know the girl I'm talking about?
I know that you...
She also lives in Austin?
Oh, right.
Super cute girl. Some people say looks like Tina Fey.
Mm-hmm.
I'd agree.
Oh, yes.
Super handsome boyfriend.
Yes.
You need to go look at it.
Well, you put up that picture of her standing in a doorway and she's got on glasses.
Yeah.
And Dan said, Sarah, that's what you used to look like. And I got all sad. Because that's what I used to look like back when I was young. Young and fresh. No, back when I lived in San Francisco and didn't go out in the sun ever. And I was very pale. So how the hell does that girl live in Austin and look like that?
I don't think she goes out much.
I don't go out much either, and I'm all covered.
You got some color? But don't you run and stuff?
Yeah.
And that's outdoors, isn't it?
Yeah, but in the morning.
The sun doesn't have enough steam to color you up?
Apparently it does, because I'm definitely slightly tinted.
Leah is also engaged.
Ah.
At 20 years old, I think.
Yeah, good luck.
Her fiancé is a handsome motherfucker, though. I mean, what are you going
to
say, no?
That doesn't make them easier to stay engaged to when you're 20. If I'd gotten engaged when I was 20, I would...
You'd be 30 now.
I would be married to somebody who I probably shouldn't have married. I mean, who's dating anybody worth dating at 20? Some people are.
Who?
Many of our friends who've been dating since they were 20 and are now happily married and have children and stuff. It's not impossible to meet the right person that early. It's just very unlikely.
But most of those people actually lived with that person for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So pass the Tony test.
Why is living together so important?
Well, you can speak from experience. When you dated Dan, and you thought you had a ton of a good understanding about what he was like,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure it changed slightly when you moved in together.
Yeah, it makes things a lot less romantic.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
And I think that that's the time that you decide to make more rational decisions. When
every time you hang out, it is an occasion.
Yeah. I mean, I love love, I love the romance, I love all that stuff, but I make poor decisions when I'm drunk, when I'm high, and when I'm massively in love.
Right.
And especially lifelong decisions, or decisions like, hey, I love you so much, let's not got a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, it seems to me that the argument for living together is always something like, well, what if you find out that your fiancé is a huge, horrible slob, and you're a real neatnik, and how will you ever work it out? And that just sounds like bullshit to me.
It is bullshit.
I don't think that matters.
I don't know. I look at it more like, because it will kill the romance. And I think that's good, because the romance will be killed anyway.
Right, right.
And so, kill it.
Just smother it in its crib.
Yeah.
Let it grow up.
And see if you still like the dead baby in front of you.
Right.
And if you do, then marry it.
Mm-hmm. That's so beautiful.
To use your analogy. And with that, we'll bid farewell.
Farewell.
To S.K. Smith. Her lovely man, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Oz Tyler. Ken Lane.
Good night.
From beautiful Moraga, California. Home of the Berkeley Bears.
Are we done now?
I think so.
Is it off?
Good day.